At KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's the 14th day of October for 2019. Although it's one of 10 official federal holidays recognized in the United States, Columbus Day, or Indigenous Peoples Day, as it's been renamed in parts of California, isn't always celebrated with the day off. Some offices and programs are closed, while others remain open. Now, you may want to double-check with the service or business to ensure that it hasn't changed its hours for Columbus Day. The day is a holiday for Amador County employees, but cities may differ in their observance of the holiday. Most banks will be closed today, and the U.S. Postal Service will be shut down for the holiday, but UPS and FedEx will continue to deliver packages. Now, many governmental offices, including courts and libraries, will be closed. However, there are some exceptions depending on location. Many state offices, including the DMV, will continue to operate today. Most stores and retail businesses will also remain open today, and Ace's Waste Services will run full routes for garbage pickup. So again, your best bet on who's open and who's closed is to first call ahead.
Well, PG&E announced Saturday evening all power restored following Wednesday's mass PSPS event, known as Public Safety Power Shutoff. The last group of customers restored in Amador and Calaveras counties had their power turned back on at about 6 p.m. Saturday night. Now, the shutoffs, which the utility implemented in response to the extreme winds and wildfire risk throughout the northern state, affected approximately 738,000 customers across 34 counties.
And just as power was being restored to parts of the upcountry, Amador County fire crews rolled to a reported structure fire Friday night in the Amador Pines area. Around 7, a structure fire was reported on Vista Lane off Highway 88 behind the OK Corral restaurant. Upon arrival, firefighters discovered two structures were fully involved, with extension to a third and into the wildland. Firefighters attacked both fronts and were able to contain the wildland to 1 acre. The two structures were destroyed with extensive damage to the third. Firefighters were first hampered by several explosions in one of the structures. Power lines were also down, and Highway 88 was closed in both directions for several hours. Responding agencies included CAL FIRE, AFPD, City of Jackson and Ione, Sutter Creek Fire Protection, Lockwood, Amador Sheriff, the CHP, and the American Legion Ambulance. The fire is under investigation.
Well, smoke from the Caples fire continues to linger in the Motherlode skies as the El Dorado National Forest reports the prescribed burn turned wildfire in the Kirkwood area is at 3,000 acres, 45% containment. Firefighters made good progress Sunday, tying in and securing two indirect containment lines on the south side of the fire with a successful tactical firing operation. The area is exceptionally steep and rugged without road access. The fire's natural progression in the past 3 days has been a low-intensity underburn, consistent with the objectives of the project. Now, the burn continues to remain within the boundaries of a burn project that began September 30th with pile burning. While the smoke hangs around, the Forest Service encourages smoke-sensitive individuals to limit exposure by avoiding smoky areas, closing windows, and staying indoors. Due to the active fire operation in progress, hiking and hunting in the Silver Fork Caples Creek area is not recommended. Now, back on October 10th, the Caples fire converted to a wildfire from a prescribed fire, allowing managers to obtain additional resources not normally available for a prescribed fire, such as dozers and engines, from partners like CAL FIRE. The Caples fire now being managed for full suppression, no longer a prescribed burn.
And bridge work on Highway 49 from Sutter Creek Bridge to the Amador Creek Bridge will delay traffic for up to 20 minutes this week. One-way traffic controls went into place at the Sutter Creek Bridge last night at 6 o'clock and will run all this week from 6 p.m. to 7 a.m. and from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. starting today all this week. One-way traffic controls will also be in effect on the Amador Creek Bridge evenings from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. Motorists expect up to 20-minute delays.
And the city of Jackson paving a portion of Summit Street between Water and California Street tomorrow, 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. The work will require a full traffic closure of Summit in the area. Residents only will be given limited access with the help of traffic control. Pedestrians will be given access, but encouraged to use caution. Now, no parking will be allowed on Summit starting this afternoon through the end of the day tomorrow. All vehicles must use alternate routes unless a resident or if you operate a business in the area. Again, the full traffic closure from Summit between California and Water will be tomorrow, 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. If you have any questions, please contact the City of Jackson at 223-1646.
And Christie Roots Insurance will host an Ione Community Blood Drive to meet the community's needs for blood and blood products today from 1:30 to 5:30 at Evelyn Bishop Hall in Ione. Walk-ins are welcome, and as a thank you, donors will receive right then and there a $5 Togo's gift card. Whole blood donors must be at least 16 years old. 16 and 17 need a signed parental consent form available online. You must also weigh a minimum of 110 pounds and be in good general health. Also, bring a photo ID with you. Give the gift of life today, 1:30 to 5:30, Evelyn Bishop Hall in Ione. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website at kvgcradio.com.